This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of Salus, the militia line, Reformation, Providence. I mean, it's, you know, check them out. franklinarmory.com. Here we are, back off of a nice long weekend. Hope nobody ate too much. And so, in order to get the in order to get your brains percolating and going, I decided we would do the same thing we always do on Monday, which is plan to take over the world. No, that's the wrong thing. Instead, we'll just lead off with the writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. I think if you'll check your drawer, you'll find the plans for world domination are in the large manila folder.
I've been hooked on that ever since I used to watch Pinky and the Brain, which, of course, we couldn't watch that today because it's politically incorrect.
I was thinking you were going back to your military age. There was a standing order for everything.
Well, there was, but I only got to see just to a certain degree. Only so far. I could only take it so far. So
I had a great week last week. I got to go to the range twice. With different friends doing different things. But it reminded me, Bill, as ordinary as you and I feel, when it comes to shooters, I guess we're a little unusual. Most gun owners have never presented their firearm from concealment. They've never presented from the seated position, and yet they spend probably a lot of time in the car. They've probably never moved their feet as they presented and fired a gun.
Right.
And I was just struck, man, are we teaching Napoleon's army still? Why are we still doing that? We're allowed to move. It was great to get some people, some friends, into a range where we could move. We never stood still.
So what kind of drilling did you do?
I'll call it very basic.
Right.
Just presentation. Oh, but while you're doing it, take a step back. And we first did it dry several times, maybe a dozen times. Then we did it live. And it was amazing to me, simply taking a step. Okay, here's what happens. I'm asking you to do two things at once. Unless the part of you that knows how to put your hand on your gun, get your hands together, present it and line up the sights. Unless that is automatic, then you have to stutter step. You literally cannot do two foreign things at the same time, even though you've been walking for the last several decades. Interesting. It sorted people out.
Well, that was the thing I liked about the tactical response class.
Mm-hmm.
Because I still do that for the most part. If I'm going to be in a live self-defense drill now, when I'm just on the range shooting, I don't do the whole stop and sidestep or anything like that because there's a reason for that because things might be a little tight or something. But
right.
That I mean, just that one thing alone, I don't know how many people teach that.
Well, you remember the step back drill or the step forward drill with Steve Fisher.
Right.
So you could start, if you're having a problem maintaining accuracy, let's start at a distance and work our way in and add speed to what should be accurate shooting. If you have trouble with speed, well, then let's start close and we'll back up. So maintain the fluidity that you had when shooting close as you got farther and farther away from the target. Then we'd add in, oh, make it a controlled pair. Oh, multiple targets with a controlled pair. And with all of that, a 360-degree scan after each shot. So I thought it was great just to be able to see where students are. And when I was doing it, you know, I was going, oh, look, if I do this, I can shoot a little faster. It's all great practice. Go to the range.
Yeah, I rediscovered something this past weekend. I've been talked back into Glocks.
Okay.
Now, Fisher started doing it, and then Dave Harrington finished me. But
Super Dave, who drives a 1911, said, it's not the dark side, right?
Right. And but what he did was he said, you should try the Glock Model 45, which is the, you know, the 9mm that's mm-hmm. got the slide like the Glock 19, but the grip like the Glock 17. So when I went out looking for it, the first place I went didn't have one. But I looked around in their used gun cabinet, right? And they had this Gen 4 Glock 17 with an agency arms trigger and night sights already on it.
Ooh.
So I bought that thinking, well, you know, that's enough for me. Then I went into another gun shop looking for something else, and then there was one right there with a threaded barrel and suppressor sights and all this other stuff. So I ended up buying that too. So now I've just, you know, I went from being no more Glocks for me to just having a plethora of them. So, you know.
Now, what do you think about that gun? Why? What attracted you to it? The extra capacity, the weight?
Well, it's a Gen 5. And one of the reasons I have not been heretofore a Glock fan has been because of Gaston Glock. But at the same time, I've had a lot of custom Glocks. And the custom Glocks, the main thing for me is always the trigger.
Right.
And Super Dave told me that, you'd be surprised about the trigger on the Gen 5. So I got the Gen 5 because I wanted to try that stock trigger. Now, this Glock 17 with this agency arms trigger, I know it very well. And it was everything I expected it to be. But the Gen 5 impressed me. It impressed me. So,
for a bunch of trigger snobs, isn't that interesting? We're talking about how a little bar feels at our fingertip. Can you describe the differences?
With a new Glock, most of the time, when you're doing the touch press roll that Steve was teaching us, in the press part, with a new Glock, it always feels sort of spongy to me. And
yep.
the first one feels different from the second, from the third, and that kind of thing. This one, straight out of the box. The first and second and third, none of them felt spongy. It does have the typical Glock take up, but it, you know, it felt pretty even. I'm not going to call it custom, but I can live with it. I'm not going to replace the trigger.
There was a nearby gunsmith near Shoot Logic where we took that class together that I think would do, you know, a part swap to improve Glock triggers. I thought of contacting him. Haven't done it yet. Probably after Christmas.
I'll tell you the diamond in the rough, and I think it's like $100, but the Hive Technologies Glock trigger, made out of aircraft grade aluminum, is worth a look.
Okay, interesting.
That's worth a look.
We've got 20 seconds. When we come back, I want to jump into some gun stories if we can.
Okay, we definitely can. And for those of you that want to hear about the gun stories, well, you can go looking at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, anywhere good podcasts are, and look for Self-Defense Gun Stories, because that's Rob's podcast. It's unique. They take a look at actual armed self-defense, do a little forensic breakdown, Rob and an armed self-defense instructor. It's very educational. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Rob Morse as we do, and we're going to talk a little self-defense gun stories. Please, sir.
Jump into the first one. This is both ordinary and extraordinary. Happened last week in Taylor's, South Carolina. Are you armed at home in the middle of the day? Should be the safest place on earth. You're a woman home alone. Thursday morning, about 10 in the morning, you live in an ordinary suburban neighborhood. A stranger knocks on your door. You answer, hey, do you have some jumper cables I can borrow? My car, blah, blah, blah. You don't have any. Close the door. The guy goes on his way. A few minutes later, though, he opens the door, grabs you by the throat, and throws you to the ground. Fortunately, you're armed. You draw your handgun. Before you can shoot, your attacker runs back out the door. Now you close and lock the door. You call the police. The police check neighborhood security systems. You don't have one, but this man had been going door to door to door, checking out the local houses. Important points.
Yes.
As usual, people don't want a gunfight. Usually, police don't have to press the trigger. We don't either. But that only works if you have a gun. And it wasn't a five-minute fight as she fought her way to the gun. It was on her person. She started too late. Her door wasn't locked. The guy didn't have to break in. But she acted in her own defense. She didn't go, oh, my, what should I do? She knew she would defend herself. Also, she doesn't chase the bad guy down the street, launching lead into, the next zip code. She locked the door after he ran away. That's good. In many business break-ins, the bad guy comes back. She called the police, gave a description, and that was enough for the police to, as they went and looked at other video systems, go, oh, there's our guy. An extensive manhunt. What do you see, Bill?
Well, that happened. Taylor's is just, that's where my parents live. And yeah, that's a suburb on the other side of Greenville. I'm on one side of Greenville, and Taylor's is on the other side. A lot of people talking about that. But when you look at neighborhoods today, what used to be thought to be, okay, this is the good side of the tracks and this is the bad side of the tracks. Everybody's mobile nowadays. So it's coming. And I mean, I had to convince my father to home carry. He got attacked by a couple of dogs. And he's 81 years old. I mean, they came up on his back deck and were coming at him. And he didn't want to open his door because he has a little yappy dog that they would have eaten like a hors d'oeuvre.
Right.
So I talked him into getting him he got a little Ruger LP9, and I said, when you go outside, stick that in your pocket. If the dog comes up to you, hit him in the ribs. Just, perforate him, one good shot. And I said, and that works for the two-legged dogs, too.
Right. Now, something that I noticed, and you're right, that did get a lot of coverage in the area. We've got a good news, bad news situation. In some states, you can go to the range. Try a gun on for size. You want to do that before you buy it, just as if you're buying shoes. Shoot a number of them. Find the one that fits you. Get a holster for it, a place to store it, cleaning materials. And in lots of states, you can have it at home with you on your hip that afternoon. Other states, unfortunately, make every single step there more complicated. What's the experience where you live in Carolina, Bill? Same afternoon?
It's if you know where the ranges are, it's just basically getting there. There's no hassle to it. No waiting period, and most of the ranges are indoor ranges. Actually, I mean the DNR range is outdoor, but the indoor ranges, they have guns you can rent and They have instructors and in-house people that will, you know, train you for your concealed carry permit inside with nice air conditioning or environmental controls, right, or whatever you want to call it. And, you know, it's pretty nice. It's a pretty nice little setup. But, I mean, it's nothing like some of the places. Like, I would love to know what a range is like in California one day.
I can tell you about that when we come back. But here's what struck me. This woman had to, you know, go, wow, I'm being attacked. And she figures that out while she's getting knocked on her back. Okay, you and I have been to classes where, okay, shoot at the target. As you're shooting, get down on one knee. As you're shooting, down on two knees, on your bottom, on your back, between your legs. Now, as you're shooting, work your way back up.
Right.
We're trying to get muzzle discipline in unusual situations with a little bit of stress. And this woman had to take the home study course. Wow, that's hard. She did it. Good for her. Don't avoid on-the-job training. It cannot be your first class. For new gun owners, you have so much to take on board. And, in fact, if you haven't had a class in a while, even if you've had a gun for years, hey, get some help learning to present it. YouTube is not enough. You want somebody standing next to you moving your fingers around.
Right.
And then work your way through it. Come on. It's a great gun culture. Climb on in.
It's not, you know, it's not like it looks either, which you think is, I think a lot of people look at it and they think it's either too difficult or they're too intimidated by it. And
right.
It's not, you know, I asked somebody about this the other day, a young lady, and she was telling me, I can't shoot. And I said, well, how'd you get here? She said, I drove a car. I said, okay, so you can shoot.
Exact. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
We make it more complicated than it really is.
Yeah. I mean, when you're shooting, you just got to maintain, you know, you got to be aware of one part of your body, which is the finger that's on the trigger. You got to know where that's at, and then all the other stuff, that becomes just, that's accompanies your finger, which is a solo singer. You got a choir waiting for you to get the cues. So, anyway, coming up on the next break, and Rob writes a lot. And he starts out at Slowfax WordPress blog, then he goes to ClashDaily.com, then he goes to Ammoland.com. It's just a lovely thing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling for the release of more documents ahead of President Trump's impeachment trial. The New York Democrat is requesting documents from the White House, State Department, and Office of Management and Budget.
We don't know what these documents will say, just as we don't know what the witnesses will say. They may actually be exculpatory of President Trump, or they may be further condemning of President Trump. But they should come out. We should see these documents, no matter what they say.
John Sullivan is the new U.S. ambassador to Russia. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tweeted a photo of him administering the oath to Sullivan on Monday. Stocks are rising on Wall Street as China announced it will be rolling back some tariffs on U.S. imports. The Dow gained 96 points to finish at 28,552. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. And pushing the buttons prematurely, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, and this is where I should actually push that button, is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Rob Morse as we do.
Give me shelter, you button pushing fool. Actually, I was thinking more of sanctuary.
Okay.
Second Amendment sanctuaries. Have you seen the way they have been exploding the last week?
Yes, I have, and I've also seen the reactions the left has given from them, which I think is hilarious. I mean, they're the ones setting the precedent already with their immigration sanctuary cities. I don't know where they think they are. I know they think they can have one set of rules, but that's not the way it's going to work.
A set of rules for them, but not for us.
Right.
And probably my next article will be about those two sets. But if you haven't been following it, it's another good news, bad news story. The bad news is that where Bloomberg bought legislatures, like in Virginia, they did what their master told them to do. They, little obedient dogs, heard their master's voice. The good news is local governments stood up to protect us, and we're seeing a blossoming movement all across the country where local governments stand up to protect our right of self-defense, often led or done in conjunction with the county sheriff. we had and still do have well-established Second Amendment sanctuaries in Colorado, Illinois, New Mexico, and Washington State. But we're seeing a new bloom, and I've got a graphic up on my blog. It changes every night. It's interesting to look at. Let's look at how they came about. Colorado said they were going to put in a magazine ban, and a lot of sheriffs said, how can I tell a new magazine from an old one? This is just a nuisance law. It's going to be horribly abused. It's going to become another either let's beat up the gun owners, or in some the larger fear that I have, it can be used to let's beat up the poor minority person who has a gun. Can you prove that you bought that magazine 15 years ago, kid? Yikes. And then we saw it get bigger again in Illinois, because Illinois is controlled by Chicago. New York passed their Second Amendment Safe Act in the middle of the night. There was a recoil there. New Mexico politicians a couple years ago said they're going to pass anti-gun legislation. We heard it most recently, as well as in Virginia, in Texas, where a so-called Republican governor trying to look all things to all people, I'm hearing higher office aspirations on his part, said, oh, yeah, we have to, you know, look at restraining orders and, you know, keeping us safe from mass murder, other than getting rid of your gun-free zones, you clown. So a number of counties all across Texas said, Governor, we will not enforce unconstitutional laws. Kind of made a Republican stand up and notice who elected him. It seems that there are two types of states that don't have sanctuary bills. The extreme anti-right states, New Jersey, Hawaii, okay, we understand what they're doing. And the pro-right states, like Utah, you know, some states see no hope and some states see no need. Bill, Gun Owners of America provided model legislation for sanctuary counties that helped a huge amount. And for a lot of people that, you know, turned around and found out that their rights weren't safe, and they're saying to themselves, there's nothing we can do to stop the gun grabbers in the Capitol. Turns out there's a lot they can do. Take it personally. Go talk to your local representative. Have you seen a similar? I think there's only one such county in North Carolina. No, there are maybe a couple by now in North Carolina.
I live in South Carolina, so I don't know.
You're okay. The graphic doesn't have any there.
That's not surprising, because down towards the coast, it's very muddled. The capital city of South Carolina is very muddled. We have a large influx of people coming from all kinds of places. So everything's a little bit muddled here, but, you know, I'm hopeful.
There's a sanctuary county in New York. There's one in California. If they can do it, it can be done. Oddly enough, there's a growing number in Florida, because after the attack in the high school, there was this push for gun control, and a bunch of counties said, we're going to protect our kids. Get your laws the heck away from us.
The problem that I have with this is that this movement is reactive.
Yes.
And we should be proactive. These guys, I mean, they've got laws. I mean, they're reacting to laws in Florida now because they have red flag laws. They're reacting to laws in California and New York and all these other places. And it's a little bit like getting out there and saying, I will defy the red flag law. Well, you should have been doing that prior to its passage, because now you have two choices. You can comply, or you'll become a prohibited person, and you'll have a federal gun disability laid on you, and I'm not trying to be bleak, but I like the reaction. I like that people are getting aware, but it's going to be harder to rescind some of this stuff than it would have been just to defeat it to begin with.
Here I am giving away the next article I want to write. I was thinking about that very issue, Bill. Many of these states allow local preemption of state law, meaning you can have laws that are more severe than state law. So let's pass a law that says, you know, the only armed security in this state or in this county will be by our sheriff. So if you're a visiting politician, my sheriff will provide it, not the state troopers, no one else, our guys, nobody else. And we will require that they carry nothing more powerful, more encumbered than what we allow our citizens to carry. I'd like to make the law, what a county could do is say, effectively, hi, you now have to walk in our shoes to the local politicians, the Brahmins, whose feet seldom touch the ground. It'll be interesting to see if I can write that up. Be interesting to see if that would have any traction.
Well, it would, simply because, it's a fact. It's a fact that has to be dealt with now. Unfortunately, it's a fact that has to be dealt with. And the first thing that you have to do in order to move forward is to, acknowledge the problem.
Acknowledge, and this would do that. When we come back, you and I are going to have fun talking about the U.S. Supreme Court, I bet.
Okay, let's do that. And, of course, let's not leave out the Polite Society podcast, which is an ensemble cast that Rob is a part of. In addition to Self-Defense Gun Stories, you can find them wherever you can find good podcasts everywhere. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking to Rob Morse. And, the Supreme Court gets to play now. And I know Rob wants to talk. What are you thinking, sir?
The case hinges on, and Stephen and Alan, I'm just going to love to hear their commentary. The layman's version. The Supreme Court was asked, is there a right to bear arms outside the home? Can New York City impose some bizarre and amazing restrictions? You can't take it from one home to another, even though both are in New York. Hey, I'm taking my gun to my second home. Nay, nay, get another gun for that. Apply for a new permit up there. You couldn't stop to get coffee as you went to the range that was in New York City. No, no. Mm-hmm. And the city, who said, that's absolutely legal, it's constitutional, it's a virtue, it's barely a good start, we should do more, then said, oh, well, all right, we were wrong. Once that law was petitioned to the Supreme Court and accepted. So now the city changed its laws and then said, oh, no harm, no foul. Let's ignore it. Well, watch. In one breath, New York City argues that it's given the petitioners, the guys who said this isn't right, everything they wanted. But then it says, oh, but absolutely not should the Supreme Court hear this case. No, no, no. There's strong and valid reasons why you shouldn't do what we've already done and make it law. That's a contradiction. Frankly, someone's lying, and I've heard better lies out of much cheaper people than those expensive lawyers, like a four-year-old. There was an interesting exchange where I was, frankly, disappointed in Chief Justice Roberts. He asked the New York City lawyers whether they would guarantee that the New York Police Department would not deny licenses to people who'd violated the old law in the past by moving guns. This is what the New York City lawyer said. He said, we won't prosecute anybody based on past infractions. That doesn't answer the judge's questions. Okay, you're not going to prosecute them, but will you deny them the permits that they need, that the city requires? The lawyer didn't preclude that. I'm disappointed that Roberts didn't press the question. A lot of listeners are counting on Roberts to vote with New York City.
Right.
And I think there's a reason that gun control advocates are never satisfied. It's about excuses, not safety. If you look at the record of gun control with 23,000 firearms regulations, it's got a horrible record, but they need politicians, particularly Democrat politicians in our failed cities, need an excuse to tell ordinary people that big government is irreplaceable. We'll keep you safe. It's a fairy tale. And more of us are getting injured while we wait for the police where we can't protect ourselves. So it's a marketing scheme more than it is about public safety. Will judges address that and tear the lid off and let us protect ourselves? I'm cautiously optimistic. There are a number of Second Amendment cases stacked right behind this one. If the judges say this is mute, then meaning there's no longer a contentious issue. There are very good, clear Second Amendment cases right behind it. And in theory, we should have an answer to one case or the other by June. When can you get Stephen and Alan back on?
Stephen and you're talking about Stambolia. Yeah. I guess, you know, I hadn't even thought about that, but here's the thing. I think whoever is arguing that case should simply argue to the Supreme Court. You know, you've already made the precedent where, you know, the police don't have a duty to protect individuals. Remember that one? That's a
right.
That's a Supreme Court thing. So what am I to think about this where they're basically, you know, this law that you guys are considering here was basically they were controlling property. Now, if they can control where you take a gun, why can't they control where you would take a car? Why can't they control where you would have a lawnmower? Why can't they control a whole bunch of things? New York City's got laws and a bureaucracy that is second to none. So I'm sure, you know, they tried to moot the case. That's not going to happen now, but I guess we'll see where it goes. But, I mean, I'm surprised that I sort of expected Kagan and Sotomayor to get out there and get very upset when they tried to avoid the scrutiny coming from the Supreme Court by, you know, getting in there and mooting, trying to moot everything.
Nah, they all rolled with it.
Yeah, we'll see. We're definitely going to see. But it's going to be an interesting case. But, I mean, even Stambolia's and Beck's case in Hawaii with Young is on hold waiting to see where this goes.
Right. There's a lot of Second Amendment jurisprudence that has said, okay, judges, you said we had the right to bear, and lower courts have said, we don't believe you. Prove it. Are you going to, or are you going to fold? And I don't think Roberts has any spine at all. I think he is as limp as they come. And that he will side with the Democrats. In fact, I now just view him as a Democrat politician. We'll see. On the other hand, you know, Gorsuch and Thomas are as solid as they come. It would be interesting to hear what they say to each other.
You know, Thomas has been itching to get one of these things out there, so we'll definitely see where it goes.
For a long time.
Yep. We'll see where it goes. I'm a patient person. I'm just waiting to see how it ends up.
There is a little bit of good. Let's leave on some great news, Bill.
Sure.
Black Friday, last business day before today, day after Thanksgiving. Gun sales didn't hit a record high. It was the second busiest day in the NICS system. The busiest was back in 2016. Thank you, Barack. We bought enough guns on that one day to outfit the United States Marine Corps, every member in it and have 10% extra left over. I don't think those are rookie numbers in one day. I'm kind of impressed with. Thank you. Good job, fellow citizens.
Yes, 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 yes. But you know, I'm just waiting on the spin on that one.
How so?
Well, you know, they think that only 4% of gun owners actually own all these guns or whatever it is. And as soon as we all die, then their gun ownership will go down. And I don't think they're taking into consideration the millennials, once they get past their socialist streak and once they own something and find out what socialism really is, I expect to see a bunch of new conservatives coming along.
Yep.
So, anyway.
But 100,000 guns on in one day. Wow. Yes. Good job, kids.
There you go. Yep. Somebody was doing some good business. Somebody's having some good business.
Right. But hopefully we'll get some more gun videos out so you can help them figure out what guns these new millennials should be owning. I like it.
Yeah, well, the millennials, they have issues. I know they do, but I mean, I'm pretty sure that we've all been young one time.
One of my instructors recently had a kid. He was working in a pawn shop. The kid had been playing video games. This kid could shoot like nobody's business. We have hope, Bill. Talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. You can catch Rob on podcast and on print at either Ammoland.com or on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, all the other places. Thank you for joining me, sir. Coming up next is Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.